Indigenous community members are calling for the official renaming of the Columbus Day holiday in Baltimore. They did hold a rally in front of City Hall Monday afternoon. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim was there.
Organizers sang the American Indian Movement song at the event that was part rally and a celebration of Indigenous people's culture. Led by Indigenous Strong, the rally fell on what is still officially Columbus Day in Baltimore. It also came a week after the City Council passed a bill that would rename Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. But Mayor Jack Young has not signed the bill into law. If Young had signed the bill before Monday, it would have immediately changed the holiday's name. Jennifer Hunt, who is Choctaw, opened the speeches with a prayer.
God, I just ask that you just lay it on Mayor Jack Young's heart to sign the bill. I pray for all the City Council. I pray for Baltimore City. I pray for all of those that are sick, all of those families that have been affected by COVID.
As Hunt prayed, organizers burned sage. The ritual serves to purify the body and spirit.
I pray and ask that you cover all of us in your protection. You allow us to return back to our homes better brothers and sisters than we were here today. Thank you for using us. Thank you for using me as your vessel. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
The mayor's inaction is despite his co-sponsorship of identical legislation introduced by City Council President Brandon Scott in 2016. Councilman John Bullock of West Baltimore introduced the most recent iteration of the bill. He spoke at Monday's rally.
Our bloodlines are intermingled on this land, right? So there's a reason why I have my two sons here to witness history. Right? We all recognize that there are different shades, different tones, hair textures, eye colors, but we are Indigenous Strong.
Bullock says their work to make the bill official is far from over.
As I said, we're not going anywhere. We are here. We're making history every day. We're making history right now.
Scott, the Democratic nominee for mayor, also attended the rally.
This is a very simple thing. Christopher Columbus did not discover America.
Come on now.
This is about allowing people who have been deemed invisible to be seen. And I want you to know that I see you and that I hear you.
He expressed hope that more people will rally to their cause.
This is just the first of many celebrations of Indigenous Peoples Day in Baltimore. And next year, it'll be bigger and better.
The bill to rename Columbus Day is the latest public reckoning of the Italian explorer's legacy. On the 4th of July, protesters toppled, then dragged a statue of Columbus from Little Italy into the Inner Harbor. Such actions have concerned residents like Rosalind Hyde. Hyde says her neighbors in Little Italy feel their culture is being rejected.
It really has hurt the people a lot. I was there when they broke up the statue, they knocked it down, so it was heartbreaking.
She says Indigenous Peoples Day is redundant with American Indian Heritage Day, which Maryland celebrates the day after Thanksgiving.
And I wish they would celebrate that. Change this to Italian-American Heritage Day, and then everybody would be happy.
While Hyde opposes Bullock's bill, she says she came to the rally to celebrate Indigenous culture. For residents like Jay Brooks, however, the bill is a significant achievement.
I'm Piscataway, and this is Piscataway land, so this has always been very dear to my heart.
As the rally came to a close, everyone gathered into a circle for what organizers say is a family dance where traditionally people lock hands. But this time, they danced with social distance. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.